This is Dr. Schumacher, dictating a progress note on Gerald Gross, G-R-O-S-S. The date of this service was December 6, 2022. Place was the Pines of the Peer Assisted Living. Impaired Mr. Gross was seen regarding edema, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, COPD, and he reports sleeping more, especially in the daytime. Comparative history. Overall, Mr. Gross is not doing too badly, period. He's awake and alert and knows what's going on, period. He mentioned that he sleeps quite a bit, including 2 to 3 hours in the daytime. He sleeps fairly well at night, period. However, most of it's light sleep, and that's a concern of him, and he has a device that indicates how deep and how shallow the sleep is, period. He does continue to have pain in both hips and uses Tylenol, period. He also has tenderness over the SI joints, period. He has significant edema and uses wraps for that, period. He has knee pain, especially the right knee, and it's pain in both hips, period. He's unable to lay down because of hip pain. He has worse pain when laying over the SI joints. And he cannot sleep on a bed laying down flat, period. He cannot sleep on his back, period. He has to sleep on his sides, period. New paragraph. He denies shortness of breath or chest pain or cough. No fever, chills, or nausea. New paragraph. Examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Blood pressure 110/76. Pulse 80. Last temperature 97.9. His spike rate was 18. Eyelids in common, so I have a normal talking with normal ears, normal neck supple, lungs, quiet breath sounds, no wheeze or crackle, cardiovascular, systolic and eczema are 2 out of 6, his edema 2 plus to the leg, abdomen is soft and non-tender, paragraph assessment and plan, 1, Mr. Gross has pain in his knees, hips, and SI joints, period. He can may continue with Tylenol, period. I'm having them schedule the Tylenol at 100 milligrams twice a day rather than as needed, period. He also may have used biofreeze to the knees and the sacroiliac areas, period. If available, he may do the lidocaine patch on in the morning, out off in the evening, period. Line 2, he has congestive heart failure. Currently stable with Lasix 40 milligrams daily. Period. 3, he has history of atrial fibrillation. It is chronic unspecified, and I will continue. And we're on 200 milligrams daily. He declines anticoagulation because
we get much explanation from the media in this country at the White House press conferences or on the Sunday show.
Of a history of bleeding.
New
paragraph. He has coronary artery disease, currently stable with Venexa, 500 milligrams twice a day. He's on atorvastatin, 40 milligrams a day for lipids, period. 4 is hypothyroidism, stable with hypothyroxine, 200 micrograms daily. 5 is blood pressure, 10 is on the low side, and thus he's on midodrine, 10 milligrams 3 times a day, and the whole systolic pressure is greater than 160, period.
The wise judgment brought to very difficult decisions.
He has prostatic hypertrophy and continue flow max 0.4 milligrams daily, period.
The Secretary of Defense and the head of the Joint Chiefs, do they seem like the very best people in the position?
The COPD appears controlled, period. Overall, continuing the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
Use diplomacy to rally our allies and defend off our enemies. How about the